Stormy space weather may provide an opportunity to view the northern lights in Metro Vancouver, provided the weather cooperates. While there isn't a geomagnetic storm included in the space weather forecast, there was a strong solar flare this week. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, Space Weather Prediction Center reported a strong radio blackout event on Wednesday, March 29. An X1.2 solar flare, R3, peaked during the evening, creating temporary degradation or complete loss of high-frequency, HF, radio signals on of the sunlit side of the Earth. Photo via the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. How to view the northern lights with peak Metro Vancouver weather conditions. According to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, UAF. The auroral activity will be active with displays, visible overhead from Inuvik, Yellowknife, Rankin and Iqaluit to Juneau, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Sept Isles, and visible low on the horizon from Vancouver, Great Falls, Pierre, Madison, Lansing, Ottawa, Portland and St. John's. The university's online aurora monitor map shows what regions the aurora's green glow will likely reach, as well as other areas where there is less of a possibility. Additionally, there is a brief description below the map of the aurora activity on that particular day. You can switch to other days to see the forecast, too. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Light pollution in large cities makes the aurora borealis difficult to observe, but not impossible, given the right circumstances. But your best bet for viewing that hypnotic green glow is up north or outside of the city. Of course, when you do spot them, they likely won't appear green or any other color. Instead, you'll see the arcing, milky manifestation moving in the sky. In order to capture that green glow, you'll need to use a camera with a longer exposure. Find out more Northern Lights information and viewing tips with our comprehensive guide.